My name is George Ochieng. I am born again. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I got born again way back in 1985. I was 21. The Lord has kept me well up to today. I thank God for giving us the opportunity to come to Northern Ireland. This is my first time, and I really like this place because the people are very welcoming. It's a good place to be. I also thank God for giving us opportunity to come to this church, and especially that I can have time to share the word of the Lord with you. And I just want to go straight to what I want to share on. I was asking the Lord what I should speak about in this meeting. And the Lord spoke to me and gave me a word to share. That is what I'm going straight to share. So what I'm going to talk about is the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. The promised return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the first scripture that I want us to read, where I'm going to base my talk, is in the book of the Gospel of John, chapter 14. We can read verse 3. The Gospel of John, chapter 14. Can begin it from verse 1, but I want to base it on verse 3. Okay, let me just go straight to verse 3. It says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." In that scripture, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ spoke, and he made a promise that he's going, but he will come again, meaning he will return. That's why I want to share on the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the promised return. He himself promised that he would return. So the Lord was on this earth. He went to be with the Father in heaven, but he promised that he would come back. The Lord who promised that he's coming back is very true to his promise. He cannot lie. So we should be aware that the Lord is returning, especially us as Christians who are believers. We should know that the Lord is going to return, is coming back. He said, "I will come again," meaning I will return. You know, you can only return to a place that you had been before. So the Lord was here before. That's why he was promised that he's going to return. Now, let's see a bit when he was here before. Why did he come? The Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior. He came on earth because the Bible says we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So the Lord Jesus, as a Savior, he came to the sinners because sinners need a Savior. So when Jesus was here, he did ministry, he preached the gospel, that people be converted, sinners repent and be born again and become saints. So that's the whole purpose why the Lord came. And even when he went, his ministry still continues through his servants. That's why we are here, to preach the gospel of Christ, so that those who believe may be saved. The Lord said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom. Those who believe and are saved, they will be saved. Those who don't believe, they will be punished or they will be condemned. So the whole purpose why Christ came, he came to us who are sinners, that we be saved by the Savior, Jesus Christ, that sinners be turned into saints. That's why he came. So the other bit that I want to give you about the return of the Lord is that the return of the Lord is in two phases. We need to understand these two phases of the return of the Lord. His return is in two phases. There is phase one and there is phase two. All these two phases we need to understand as Christians who are hoping for the return of the Lord. So I want to talk about phase one, or the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, and how it is going to be. Phase one first. What is going to happen in the phase one of the Lord's return? Let us read the book of Revelation chapter 19 and verse 7. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. It is already there, let me read it. It says, let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. So this is what I want to say. In the first phase of the return of Jesus, he is coming as a bridegroom to take the bride. The Lord is coming as a bridegroom to take the bride. The bride of Christ. People who are born again from all races, from all tribes. People who are washed by the blood of the Lamb of God. He is coming as a bridegroom. I want you to get that point. It is the first phase of his return is coming as a bridegroom. I want to tell you another thing about his coming in the first phase. Let's read the book of Revelation chapter 16 and verse 15. Let's hear what it says. Revelation 16, verse 15. It says, behold, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake, keeping his garments on, that he may not go about naked and be seen exposed. Okay, the part that I really want there is, behold, I come like a thief. The first phase of the Lord's return is coming as a thief. He is coming secretly. He is not coming openly. This is very important for us as believers. We should know this. So number one, is coming as a bridegroom. Number two, is coming secretly as a thief, not publicly. Let me give you point number three on the first phase of the return of the Lord. Let us read the book of Psalms, chapter 50. We are reading verse 5. It is already there. He's saying, gather to me my faithful ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. So in the first phase of the return of the Lord, he is coming for the saints. Sinners who were converted, who became saints, making up the bride of Christ. He is coming for them. He's coming to take the saints. The others who are not saints will be left. The unbelievers will not be taken. Only the saints whose lives have been washed by the precious blood of Jesus. So in that first phase, already we have 3 points. He's coming as bridegroom. He's coming secretly. And he's coming for the bride. He's coming for the saints. Let me give you the last point in that phase one. Let's read the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4 and verse 17. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 17. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. That scripture. In the first phase of the return of the Lord, he will not land here on earth, but it shall be in the air. That's what the scripture says. It says, those who died in the Lord, they will be resurrected. And those who are found alive in the Lord will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Then we shall join and meet the Lord in the air. And we shall forever be with him. In fact, immediately after the church is taken, the bride is taken, there's going to be the marriage supper of the Lamb. By that time, other things are just still going on. People are just continuing with whatever they are doing. But the Lord has come secretly as a bridegroom. He has taken the saints. He has taken the bride. So we shall ever be with him. Let me now give you the second phase of his coming. Let me give you some points in the second phase of his coming. So let's read the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 7. Revelation chapter 1 verse 7. It's already there. It says, behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. Now you can see, in the first phase, he was coming as a thief. Then you are seeing a case where every eye is now seeing him. That's the second phase of his return. Every eye will see him. Even those who mocked him, those who rejected him, those who pierced him, they will see him and they will wail. So when in the first phase is coming secretly, in the second phase, is coming openly and publicly. Everybody will see him. Then again, in this second phase, in the first one, he was coming as a bridegroom. in this second phase, how is he coming? Let us read the book of Zechariah, chapter 14. We are reading verse 9. Amen. It says, "And the Lord will be king over all the earth. On that day, the Lord will be one and his name one." See now in the second phase. The first phase of his coming, he was coming as a bridegroom. Now he is coming as a king. The Lord is coming to establish his kingdom upon the earth. Okay, in the first phase, the Lord is coming in the air. What about in the second phase? Let's read Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4. It's already there. "On that day, his feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives that lies before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split into two from east to west." A very wide valley. "So that one half of the mount shall move northward and the other half southward." So we are seeing in this second phase, the Lord is coming. He is coming as a king to establish his kingdom. That's why the Bible says that we shall reign with him. Those who believe in the Lord, when he's coming back, the second phase, to establish his kingdom, we shall reign with him. He's coming as a king. Sometimes in the year 2008, the Lord gave me opportunity. I was in Israel. And I remember going on top of this Mount Olives. For there's a very good prayer house built there called Prayer for All Nations. I was able to be on that mountain. We had time to pray. So that is where the Lord is coming, in his second phase of coming. Let me give you the fourth point on the second phase of his coming. In the first phase, the Lord is coming to take the saints. He's coming for the saints. But in his second phase of his coming, he's now coming with the saints. The saints that were taken is now coming with them. Let us read the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, and verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 2. He said, "The Lord came from Sinai and dawned from Seir upon us. He shone forth from Mount Paran. He came from He came with 10,000s of his holy ones, with flaming fire at his hand side." So you can see that second phase. He has now come with the saints, the holy ones, those who believed, those who were born again, those who died in the Lord, and they were raised from the dead. And then they joined together with those who were born again, who were still alive. These are the same people that the Lord is now coming back with in his second phase. It is good that we understand as believers, because the return of the Lord is a great event we are really longing for. waiting for. So it is good to understand. Because when we understand, we can prepare well. Because many people don't know and they don't understand, we don't prepare well. Many Christians still live careless lives. They are not careful with their lives. They are not focusing on eternity with God. But if you can understand this and how important it is to us, then even those who have not received the Lord, they should take a step of faith and receive the Lord and be born again. And those who are already born again should prepare to ensure they walk in holiness, in righteousness, they separate from sin. So this is how it is going to be. The return of the Lord is in two phases. First phase, second phase. Let me summarize. The first phase is coming as a bridegroom. Second phase is coming as a king. In the first phase, he's not landing here on earth. We shall meet him in the air. In the second phase, he is on Mount Olives. First phase is coming for the saints. In the second phase, is coming with the saints. In the first phase, is coming secretly, like a thief. In the second phase, is coming openly. But everybody will see him. So I feel this is very important for us as Church of Christ, as believers in Christ. When we understand this, we shall hold on to the Lord. I thank God who has kept us safely. My wife got born again way back in 1984. I think she was only 14. I got born again in 1985. But the Lord is so faithful. He has kept us. We still want to follow the Lord and serve the Lord until we see that day. Because I long to be with God in eternity. Eternity in hell is so bad. But eternity in the presence of God is a blessing. That's why we need to receive the Lord. Be born again. Because those who die, death can only find you in two positions, only two. Either death finds you in your sin, or death finds you in the Lord. If death finds you in sin, it is bad. If you die in the Lord, it's a blessing. The Bible says in Revelation that blessed are those who die in the Lord. When somebody dies, when he or she has known the Lord, has been walking with the Lord, it's a blessing. You go and rest with the Lord. But should death strike and find you in sin, I tell you it is bad. You remember Lazarus and the rich man? I thank God, Lazarus was very poor, but he had spiritual prosperity. It was good spiritually. He knew the Lord. So when he died, he was in the presence of God, in the bosom of Abraham, rejoicing in the paradise. And you remember where the rich man was? He found himself in hell. Long that somebody should bring water to cool his tongue. And nobody could cross over. Until he really cried and said, why can somebody be sent to go back to my brothers? I have five brothers. They have rejected the Lord. Why can somebody go and speak to them so that they convert? So that they don't come to where I am. Because here is torment. So I thank God so much for giving us this opportunity to come, and also that the Lord can give me time to share this word. This word the Lord laid in my heart, and I wanted to give it the way the Lord gave it to me. He told me, talk about the return of the Lord. Tell these people it is in two parts. So we should really prepare. In fact, if we succeed in this first phase, then we have no problem. We are done. If you can die in the Lord, or if the Lord comes in the air, finds you alive in the Lord, we be together with those who die in the Lord, shall be a blessing. The Bible says, blessed and holy are they who are in the first resurrection. So this first phase is also called first resurrection. So I thank God so much. I want to stop there. May the Lord bless you. But before I finish, you may be here with us. You come to church, but you have not had a personal relationship with Christ. You have not received Him in your life. You can be given an opportunity to receive the Lord. You remember the two thieves that were crucified together with Christ. There's one who really blamed Christ and rejected Him. But there's one, simply because he repented, he thought that Jesus would remember him sometimes. But the Lord told him, because you have repented of your sins, just today, you will be with me in paradise. That man repented. He never had time to partake of the Holy Communion, but he went to heaven. He never attended any church service, but he went to heaven because he repented of his sins. Blessed is he who repents of his or her sins, whose sins are forgiven. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, I want to give you this opportunity. Maybe you are here. You have not received the Lord. You can receive Him today, so that you walk as a born-again Christian. Very important. I feel if I don't give that opportunity, I will not do good. If you are here, you are not yet born again, you don't have personal relations with Christ, you can serve the Lord. So, I'm going to pray this prayer of confession, repenting, of receiving the Lord. So, if you feel in your heart that you need to receive the Lord, you will repeat that prayer that I will offer here. If it were in Kenya, I would say, let us all rise up, but you know the way you conduct your services here is different. So we shall just pray, even we can bow down our heads, and I will offer this prayer. If you feel you can repeat this prayer of repentance and receiving Christ, then we'll repeat this prayer. Let us say, dear Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for giving us this time today. I will thank you, Lord, for your word, Jehovah. You came into this earth as a savior because you saw us sinners. And you promised, Lord, that those who believe and repent of their sins, they shall be born again, they shall be saints. Today, Lord, I'm praying for everyone here who has heard this message. I want to pray for the old and the young. I want to pray, Jehovah, that the Holy Spirit shall bring conviction in the hearts of your people. Help us, Lord, to receive you as Lord and Savior, that we may walk with you, Jehovah, that whether we live or we die, we shall dwell with you, Lord, in eternity. I want to pray your blessings upon your people here, and your blessings upon the entire church, upon the entire leadership of this church. Lord, may you bless everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you.